Hi Sky, my name's Michael Cunyall. I'm a third generation orchardist from Nashdale, just outside of Orange. If you'd like, we'll go for a walk down a row of sunburst cherries and have a look at what's happening.
It's certainly, it's a beautiful sunny day today. It's a bit of a change from the last couple of days. It's a good day to be out in the orchard.
It's brilliant. We really need this warmer weather after those four or five cold, wet days. We desperately need some bees out so we can go and have a look at a full bloom tree with lots of bees and lots of flowers. Come and have a look. So if we just quiet for a little bit, we can hear all these bees in action.
Why are there so many at the moment? They're going crazy.
Well, quite a few varieties have finished blossoming, so there's probably not as much blossom as they would have had about a week ago. And they've been cooped up for a few days with this cold weather, so they're trying to do as much as possible in a short amount of time.
How many do you think there would be just on this one tree in front of us?
This tree would at least have 100, just guessing.
And this tree, to the uneducated eye of cherry trees, looks to have heaps and heaps of blossom on it. Is this normal for this time of the year?
Yeah, it's quite normal. I mean, we probably do have a better blossom in general. The weather conditions have been pretty well perfect, set up from last year when we had so much rain that it actually wrecked last crop's cherries, but it gave us a lot of subsoil moisture and the plant health of the tree is just perfect. So cross our fingers, if we can pull off a few months of favourable weather, we could possibly get a bumper crop. But really from now to the time we get them in a box to market, it's a long time and it is a lot of luck involved.
Tell me, what are those optimal weather conditions that you really want in the lead up to harvest?
We can handle a bit of rain, but we don't want days and days of rain right up until they start changing colour, and then we don't want any rain because cherries have a very bad habit of splitting in rain. There is a lot of finger crossing around that time of year.
What are you hoping for in terms of yield this year?
Well, these sunbursts are very temperamental. This might actually be their last year because they're a very temperamental sort of cherry. You can have massive blossom and no cherries, so this could be their last year. I'd be happy with 15 tonne per hectare. We'll know in a couple of weeks what's staying and what's going as far as the blossoms, because they do naturally shed. It's potentially, yes, we could have a bumper season. It's everything's set up right. We just need that warm, not so much rain, really good growing conditions, and yes, we could potentially have a bumper season. In a couple of weeks, we'll know what's happening there.
Mm. The best season? One of the best?
It's shaping up to be. I've been on our orchard for about 20 plus years, and I haven't seen everything look so good. But like I said before, you definitely do not count your chickens in this game.
Sure. And we're actually standing in the orchard right now, and it's amazing the difference between this tree on my left and this cherry tree on my right. The one on my left is absolutely laden with blossom. The other ones seem to have... Are they over their blossoming period? There seems to be more green leaves than there are white.
Yes, well, the ones on our left are the sunburst cherries and the ones on our right are Laphams, and their full bloom was probably about a week and a half ago. So they're shedding their leaves, and if we look closely, we can see the tiny cherry developing, if you want to go and have a look.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this tree is in the stage where you can tell, you have a little bit more of a clearer idea about the yield?
Not quite. It's when the blossoms are completely fallen and maybe even a week later, because like I said before, the tree itself has a habit of shedding cherries, which we don't mind at all because, like I was saying, we don't want a huge crop with small cherries. We'd rather a medium crop with larger cherries, but you could fluke it and get a heavy crop with the right conditions and get bigger cherries. But we're not greedy. I just don't mind getting cherries in boxes. And if we have a look up here, you can see in the middle of that flower, the petals have fallen off, but we've still got most of the flower intact, and you can just see in the middle there a little green
Oh, sure.
baby
Buds.
cherry.
Yeah?
That's right.
Oh, that's the cherry.
All things going right, that'll stay on the tree, develop into a beautiful big 28 plus cherry, we
Big
call them.
juicy
A big
cherry.
juicy sweet cherry, and potentially we could. I know the Aussie dollar's quite high, but they're sought after if we get the right conditions overseas. So I'd love to be able to export them.
And Carina Orchards isn't only about cherries. You're also growing apples here as well. How are they going this season?
A lot like the cherries. Back last year, when the cherries were just about ready to pick, we had way too much rain, and which wasn't very good for cherries, but it helped the apples for last season's crop, and it's actually helped for this season's crop of the blossom anyway. We've got blossoms on top of blossoms in the apples. We're a bit worried that we've got way too many apples. Ideally, we'd probably want about between 300 and 400 apples on a tree. Today I worked out if every blossom set into an apple on one tree, there was probably pushing 2,000 apples per tree.
Whoa,
Yeah,
amazing.
so and apples are very crucial. You really don't want to have that many set, or else we're going to have golf ball sized apples. So we're hoping for a good natural shed, and there's a few things that we can do to affect that crop load as well.
How do you go about managing that, unnaturally, I suppose?
Well, we can come in with thinners with a chemical, a weak acid that can actually burn the blossom, and it's very very works very well to thin the load. We hope we have a bit of a natural shed as well. And worst case scenario for us, because there's a lot of labour involved, is hand thinning fruit.
And when would that happen if it were to?
Probably around Christmas time, around the cherry time, actually. At a little bit smaller than golf ball stage of the growing for apples, we can send teams of people in to hand thin. But we try to steer clear of that because it's a very expensive exercise.
What kind of apples are we talking about?
Here on Carina Orchards, we grow probably about five main varieties: your Gala apples, Red Delicious, Granny Smith, Pink Lady, and that's about it.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for allowing me to have a look through your orchard, and fingers crossed for good weather conditions until the end of the season.
Thanks, Skye, and there'll be a lot of orchardists with fingers crossed. Thanks a lot.